Today's reading is by the medieval Persian poet Jalaluddin Rumi. The Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. This is a big ask. This is a big ask, isn't it? To be grateful for whoever and whatever comes. I take Rumi's poem as my text for the day with some trepidation. I want to tell you what I'm worried about. Here's what I don't want you to hear. What I don't want you to hear me saying is that we don't have to worry about the hard stuff. That's not what I want you to hear. I don't want to give you this very cheerful and perky message that if we only see things in the right way, we'll realize that life isn't really hard or the bad stuff isn't really bad. It's all working for good. That's not what this is about. That would be a very unskillful message to offer you, very ignorant and unkind as well. So I want to say one thing really clearly. This is something that we all know, and that is that life is not always easy. And some days it hurts a lot, and some days it is really hard. We all know this. But I think Rumi's poem is worth spending time with. In this poem, I hear the voice of someone who gets all that, someone who has lived through a lot of hard days and still feels joy abundantly, someone who has learned how to laugh at absurdity, someone who has learned how to bow to reality and to welcome whatever comes as a teacher, or at least to try. And that feels like the kind of person that I want to learn from. That's the kind of person I want to learn from. All this month here at WU, we have been exploring what it means to be welcoming. We started off a couple of weeks ago with some reflection on how this congregation, this community, can be even more welcoming to newcomers of many different backgrounds, and how we as individuals can we be a part of that. Then last week with our water ceremony and our blessing of the backpacks, we put that welcoming message into symbolic form as each person was invited to pour water into that common bowl. And then each person was invited to take some water back as a blessing. Today we're going to turn the focus a little more inward and ask, what would it mean for each of us to welcome everything in our lives, the good, the bad, and the ugly? Spiritual teachers in every tradition tell us that that's a part of what spiritual maturity looks like, that ability to keep an open heart for whatever's happening, including, of course, our poet of the day, Rumi, the greatest of the Sufi mystical poets of the Islamic tradition. Rumi, who tells us whatever we're feeling, whether it's joy or sorrow, whatever thoughts cross our mind, whether noble or selfish, welcome them all. And not just welcome them, but be grateful for them. Be grateful for whoever comes. So listen again to what he says at the very beginning. He says, this being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Welcome and entertain them all. So this isn't easy, right? This is not easy. I want to stay with that image of the guest house for a little bit. Rumi tells us to be human is to be a guest house, doors open wide to whoever or whatever comes. The very purpose, the very reason for being of a guest house is to welcome whoever comes. So is that truly the way that we are supposed to be, to welcome joy and sorrow equally? I find this a very strange and a very challenging idea. Many of us, including me, are not very good at that. We want to welcome the emotions that feel good, bring on the happiness, bring on the joy, but push away the ones that do not feel good. We don't want to be a guest house. We don't want to be open to those emotions that are not so fun. And yet, when you think about it, a guest house is exactly what we are, because we do feel sorrow sometimes. We do feel anger. We feel shame. We feel all of that. And it's not in our control, is it? It shows up when it shows up, knocking on our door. And so I have to conclude that Rumi is exactly correct. This being human is a guest house. It means experiencing all these different emotions and thoughts, and it's really not in our control what shows up at any given time. One moment joy, another moment sadness. But Rumi challenges us, whatever comes, he says, welcome and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. This is such a big ask. It is huge. He is asking us, he is literally asking us to welcome even the biggest sorrow and the most painful experience as a welcome guest in our lives. And let me just say, I think this teaching is incredibly powerful, but we also have to be careful about how we use it, because this is not a teaching that we can force on anybody else. So what I mean by that is, if you have a friend who is going through something painful, I know that you are not going to say to that friend, you're not going to say, oh, you should just welcome your sorrow as a guest, right? You know this. You know that we do not have the right to tell anybody else how they should feel or how they should be making meaning out of their experience. And yet, making meaning and finding hope in our most joyful and our most painful experiences is exactly the work that each of us will have to do over and over in our lives. And so I offer this poem to you today as a possible guide, something that has been of great help to a lot of people, myself included, in the hope that it might offer some kernel of hope to you too. I'll be honest, I do struggle with Rumi's challenge to welcome whatever we're feeling. I'm not particularly good at it. For example, I don't much like feeling sad. I find it hard to welcome sadness as a guide from beyond. My default mode when I feel sad is to distract myself. And I'm very good at that. I'm very good at picking up a book or playing a game on my smartphone or calling a friend. Just about anything other than just feeling sad. That might be true for you too. Maybe it's not. But, you know, instead of distracting ourselves, I wonder what it would be like to just ask the question, how could I welcome this sadness which is here? How could I welcome that? And if we ask that, I wonder what would open up. I'll share with you just a little bit of my own story, little snippet. My parents both died fairly recently. My dad died about 3 years ago, and my mom about a year and a half ago. And I'll share with you something that I've been noticing lately. When I first moved down to join you all here in Williamsburg, which has been such a joy for me, when John and I were just starting to set up our home, I noticed that I was missing my parents much more intensely than I had in a long time. And it was very bittersweet to realize that this is the first place I have ever lived in my entire life that my mom and dad will never come to, never visit, never to see what my life is like. And I discovered this was a sort of a fresh grief that I am entering into the first chapter of my life that they will not be here for physically, even though I think about them all the time. And I know they would have loved it here. They would have loved you too. So as I ask myself, what would it be like to welcome that sadness? I feel a sense of peace. And I feel a growing appreciation for all the things they gave me. So many good memories, a lot of love. The sadness is there, but in a way it feels like a guide helping me connect back to all those positive memories and everything that I carry forward because of them. That's something that I've been discovering. But I don't want to make us too sad, because joy, of course, can be our teacher too. And I'm also thinking about the story we shared today, the story of the bear and the mouse. And it strikes me how wonderful it is that the mouse, this little avatar of joy and connection and fun, how wonderful it is that that mouse keeps persisting, even with that cranky bear who really wants no part of it, or so he thinks. This bear who does not want to run a guest house. I wonder if some of us know what it is to feel a little bear-like, introverted, maybe a little grumpy sometimes, maybe not sure about anything we're not already comfortable with. And some of us know what it's like to feel mouse-like, happy, wanting other people to feel happy, wanting people to be connected. And so, oh my goodness, all of us bear types have so much cause to be grateful for the mouse people who persist in shining their light into our lives, helping us feel the joy and the connection and the fun that live in us too, perhaps even inspiring us to stand on our heads. Maybe one day I'll stand on my head for you. I think I could do it, but I'm not going to do it today. Too distracting. All those mouse people who help us tell jokes, who help us say welcome to those unexpected visitors knocking at the door. So I'm wondering about all of you. I'm wondering, what do you need to welcome? I'm going to read Rumi's poem for you once more, and then we'll close with just a brief time of silence, some silent reflection for you to touch base with whatever is moving in you, because I can talk all day, but the real teacher that knows how to guide you, is inside you already. So, listen. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing. And invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond.